Mariah Carey, well, we call her Mimi, and she doesn't like when you tell her happy birthday when it's her birthday. She likes to be called anniversary. So, yeah, I do pick up on things of that nature. Ever since I was 14, I used to listen to Mariah Carey. I had a tape, yes, tape, we didn't have DVDs. A tape of the concert of Madison Square Garden. Every day I would come back after school and watch it, and I was amazed, and that's what made me want to become a singer. And I went on, dove into it, and then when I turned 18, I started smoking a lot, and I lost my voice. My range was almost 4 octaves, which was similar to Mariah Carey. It was 3.5 octaves. So it's sad, but there's nothing we can do. I mean, what's meant to be will happen. Anyway, turning back to Mariah Carey, she has been an icon. The diva of all divas is Mariah Carey. And God bless her, Whitney Houston. She was also amazing. But Mariah Carey, I think she has 5 octaves, which means she can sing any note she wants. And all her music has been amazing, and it's been pop R&B, pop R&B, pop R&B most of her career. And the fans who just go crazy, they love her so much. And I just wanted to say to Mariah that I love you, Mariah, and I've never done public talk about Mariah Carey. I wanted to say how inspiring you are, Mariah, and how you inspire other people with your words, with your thoughts, and with your speeches, and how you always tell us to never, never give up. And that is an amazing thing. We love you so much, Mariah.